This is Terry Mandel, D.O., dictating an attorney letter. This is to a new attorney. The attorney's name is Nabella Vergi. First name is N-A-B-E-E-L-A. Last name is Vergi, V-I-R-J-E-E. That's attorney Nabella Vergi of the firm Plews, Shadley, Raker, and Braun, LLP. Plews is P-L-E-W-S. Shadley is S-H-A-D-L-E-Y. Raker is R-A-C-H-E-R. And Braun, B-R-A-U-N. So that's Plews, Shadley, Raker, and Braun, 1346 North Delaware Street, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46202. Dear Ms., that's MS. Dear Ms. Vergi, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Manpreet Sind, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is M-A-N-P-R-E-E-T. Last name, Thind, T-H-I-N-D. On January 22nd, 2024, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed several hundred pages of medical records, period. Due to the client's inability to communicate and his being nonverbal, I was not able to take the history directly from the patient, but was able to review an extensive amount of medical records, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The important facts in this case are that on January 31st, 2022, this patient was threatened at gunpoint by a defendant named Jack Wall, period. First name is Jack, J-A-C-K. Last name, Wall, W-A-L-L, period. As a result of the stress and significant physical and psychological challenges of this traumatic event, on March 3rd, 2022, the patient woke up and he was unable to walk, comma, had right-sided weakness, comma, and right-sided facial droop, period. It was determined that the patient had a significant stroke, period. He was taken by ambulance to Ball Memorial Hospital in Muncie, Indiana, period. Review of the records show that the patient did not have any recent trauma to the neck, comma, chiropractic manipulation, comma, or significant hypertensive disease, period. When he was treated in the emergency room, it was apparent that he had an acute episode of hypertension with the CVA, period. Past medical records show that on a physical examination approximately 1 year prior to this event, he had slightly elevated hypertension, but numbers that did not require treatment, period. Review of the records also shows that the patient did not acquire any recent trauma to the neck or chiropractic manipulation before the stroke, period. As a result of the stroke of March 3rd, 2022, the patient continue to suffer for several months, the symptoms of the stroke period. After this event, the patient was involved in an MVA in February of 2023, but the stroke did not contribute in any way to the automobile accident period. Because of the automobile accident of February 2023, the patient suffered from a traumatic brain injury period. Within a couple weeks of the accident, he lost his ability to communicate and became nonverbal, period. By mid-March of 2023, the patient was in a vegetative state, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for insomnia, comma, obesity, comma, tonsil/pharyngitis, comma, and hypertension that did not require medications, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history reveals a left femur repair in 2011, period. New paragraph. Social history was negative for alcohol, period. Tobacco history is negative, period. Substance abuse is negative, period. New paragraph. Patient's occupation at the time and before the stroke was that of a truck driver, period. He did have a normal physical examination at least 1 year prior to the event and was found to have hypertension that did not require treatment with medication, period. New paragraph. Upon review of an extensive amount of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. Primary care outpatient note, November 7th, 2022, states that this is a new patient to established care, period. He is in relatively good health until the spring of 2020 when he suffered a vertebral artery dissection, which was spontaneous, period. He had significant right-sided weakness, most of which have recovered, period. He had an episode late summer where he suffered a concussion, and was subsequently hospitalized, period. Assessment was 1, hypertension, 2, history of ischemic vertebral basilar artery brainstem stroke, 3, elevated serum cholesterol, 4, obesity, 5, excessive daytime sleepiness, period. 6, atypical absence seizures, period. Records from J Family Health, March 6, 2023, states a 31-year-old male with a history of hypertension and vertebral basilar cerebrovascular disease presents with brother with a significant change in condition, period. He had a single motor vehicle accident, drove off the side of the road and into a ditch around February 11th and was hospitalized into the 18th period. He was noted to have hemiplegia on the right side, but was able to give his own medical history, period. Workup included cerebral imaging, neurology consult, and vascular studies, but did not reveal any evidence of acute stroke, period. He presents today with his brother, and since February 25th, has noticed a significant decline in mental functioning, period. Assessment 1, altered mental status, 2, right hemiparesis, 3, history of motor vehicle accident, 4, accelerated hypertension, period. Another note from J. Family Medicine, March 15th, 2023. Assessment 1, occlusion of the right internal carotid artery, 2, right hemiparesis, 3, left-sided weakness, 4, aphasia, period. This patient has total care needs, period. He is totally disabled, period. Initial emergency room records from the stroke dated March 2nd, 2022 states a 30-year-old male presents to the ED with complaint of right-sided facial drop, period. Unsteady gait, comma, right-sided facial droop, comma, right-sided weakness, comma, CP, comma, and SOB, period. Abnormalities were documented on physical examination, period. They state that there's right-sided facial paresthesias, period, right-sided facial droop, period, right-sided dystiocokinesia, period, right-sided, let me spell dystiocokinesia, that's D-Y-S-D-I-D-O-C-H-O-K-I-N-E-S-I-A, period, and ataxic gait, period. CTA showing complete occlusion of the right vertebral artery, period. Case discussed with neurology, given the complete occlusion of the right vertebral artery, recommending aspirin at this time, period. Diagnosis is vertebral artery dissection and hypertensive emergency, period. Internal medicine accepted the admission, period. Admission note in H&P, March 3rd, 2022, states 30-year-old male with no significant past medical history presents with complaint of sudden onset, right-sided arm weakness, comma, leg weakness starting this morning, period. He has not had similar symptoms in the past, period. He denies any history of diabetes, hypertension, coronary artery disease, or PAD, period. Upon presentation, patient was hypertensive, period. He was deemed not a candidate for TPA, period. Neurosurgery was consulted, who advised starting antiplatelet therapy on the patient, period. Ischemic stroke protocol was initiated, and patient was admitted to progressive care for further management, period. He had his last medical exam for his trucker's license 1 year ago, comma, was told he had some mild elevation of blood pressure, but it's not to the point requiring any medication, period. MRA of the brain, March 3rd, 2022, one complete to near complete loss of signal within the distal V2, comma, V3, comma, and proximal V4 segments of the right vertebral artery, strongly suggesting vertebral artery dissection, period. Two, mild to moderate luminal irregularity of the V1 and V2 segments of the more proximal right vertebral artery, which may also represent dissection, period. Assessment plan, ischemic CVA, 2/2, vertebral dissection, period. 2, hypertension, no known diagnosis, period. Progress note, internal medicine, March 9th, 2022. Subjective, continues to have right arm weakness, no changes in his symptoms, period. Assessment, acute stroke of the medulla oblongata, comma, dissection of the intracranial vertebral artery, comma, hemiparesis of the right dominant side, comma, hypertensive crisis without congestive heart failure, comma, stroke, comma, Wallenberg syndrome, period. Wallenberg's is W-A-L-L-E-N-B-E-R-G apostrophe S. That's stroke, Wallenberg syndrome, period. Physical therapy evaluation, March 4th, 2022. Patient presents to the hospital with right face and body numbness and weakness. Was living alone prior to admission, period. Patient unsteady, reports right upper extremity feeling numb, period. MRI of the brain, March 4th, 2022. Impression, small acute infarct involving the right posterior medulla, period. Outpatient neurology progress note, August 10th, 2022. In summary, he had a stroke in March 2022. There was some right VA, that's VA, vertebral artery irregularity with suspicion for dissection, period. Brain MRI showed a right medulla stroke, period. He had a fall downstairs about 2 weeks ago, period. He hit his head and lost consciousness, period. He was admitted and had CTA head/neck at that time, period. Assessment was stroke-right medulla stroke in March 2022, period. Associated with right vertebral artery pathology, period. Likely dissection, period. This improved on follow-up CTA, period. He is on statin and hypertensive treatment and will continue with these, period. Outpatient neurology history and physical, April 20th, 2022. States he awoke with a stroke on the 3rd of March, period. He awoke and could not walk, and his right side was numb, period. He is a truck driver, was hit from the side by a female driver 1 month before this happened, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records, I, Dr. Mandel, have found that all of his treatment as outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the threat at gunpoint on March 31st of 2022 were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are acute ischemic CVA, comma, hemiparesis of the right side, comma, complete occlusion of the right vertebral artery with dissection of the intracranial vertebral artery, comma, acute stroke of the medulla oblongata and hypertensive crisis, period. The above diagnoses were all directly caused by the severe physical and mental trauma of him being threatened at gunpoint on January 31st of 2022, period. The severe trauma of the threat at gunpoint resulted in the above diagnoses that can be summarized by a severe stroke of March 3rd, 2022, period. New paragraph. At this time, it is safe to say that the patient does have a permanent impairment as a result of his being threatened at gunpoint of March 31st, 2022, period. The patient will have and did sustain a permanency that significantly inhibited his ability to function as a direct result of this incident, period. The following traumatic brain injury sustained from the automobile accident of February of 2023 was certainly not related to the stroke of March 3rd of 2022, period. It is my feeling that the defendant's actions in threatening Mr. Thind, T-H-I-N-D, at gunpoint on January 31st, 2022, did cause the stroke and hypertensive crisis that occurred on March 3rd of 2022, period. I am comfortable saying this within a reasonable degree of medical certainty, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's extensive medical records, but have not performed a physical examination due to the patient's present condition of a vegetative state, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.